Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 21st, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we enjoy sharing these messages each weekday morning. If you go to our site today, and we encourage you to do so, you're going to see a very interesting tree with a really, really long and thick and low horizontal branch. And we believe it's on a sycamore tree. In fact, we titled today's message, A Famous Sycamore Tree. And before I go on, some of you might be thinking, I bet I know where the text is going to be from today. And Brooksine will read a portion of the account from Luke chapter 19, 2 through 4.
A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
Yesterday, as we were driving through the country, we came across a farmhouse with a very distinct tree in front. Alongside the house was a greenhouse filled with flowers, both potted and hanging. As you might have guessed, we stopped so Brooksine could look over some flowers, and I got to talking to the Amish owner, a young man with 7 children. I inquired about the tree, and he told me a lot of people stop and take photos of it. Apparently, the extended side branch has been its distinct feature for many years. He told me how the previous owner showed him an old photo of dressed hogs hanging from the stout horizontal branch. I suppose it's a pretty famous sycamore tree in these parts, which prompts some reflections about the most famous sycamore tree of all. I suppose if I was to query Bible students, I would find one of the most famous trees in the Bible would be the sycamore tree that Zacchaeus climbed up to see Jesus.
Well, I like Zacchaeus' story, don't you? Like me, you may also recall this story from Sunday school or VBS. Perhaps as a child you sang, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he, with emotions and all. I'm glad it's still being taught to children in Sunday school and children's church. Part of the intrigue of Zacchaeus' story is that we can often identify with him, young children especially, since they often need others' assistance in reaching or seeing due to their still growing height.
Surely Zacchaeus had heard many things about this man called Jesus, and now he wanted to see just what he looked like, how he carried himself, and the way he responded to those who spoke to him. Being a short man, he couldn't see over the multitude of people. Now, that's the problem I really never had. I'm about 6'2", but I can imagine how hard it would be for Zacchaeus. I'm sure there were many large gatherings where he ended up missing the big event due to his small stature. When he was young, he was likely raised up on his parents' shoulders, but as an adult, this was not an option. So Zacchaeus devised a clever plan where he ran ahead and climbed up into this large sycamore tree, or as the NIV for some reason calls it, a sycamore fig tree. There he would sit until Jesus passed his way.
Well, in our day, it wouldn't seem too dignified to look up and spot a rich man perched in a tree. But the story indicates that he had a spiritual interest, and that's a very worthwhile motivation. The Bible story gives evidence that his position and wealth had not met his innermost needs. He didn't allow his pride or stature to keep him from seeking out Jesus. I wonder if he really cared about what others thought of his tree-climbing expedition.
Well, the text goes on to state, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Well, it brings a smile to our face, mentally picturing Zacchaeus' quick descent to the ground. I bet he just jumped out of that tree after Jesus spoke directly to him. I don't think that's what Zacchaeus was expecting, and so often the Lord meets and calls those who are seeking him in ways we do not expect. And he's still doing that today, for he continues to reward those who earnestly seek him, as Zacchaeus did. That's from Hebrews 11, verse 6. Let's seek him today, no matter what overcomings it might require.
And let's pray together. Father, you see us in our hour of need. You look beyond our supposed prestige, our accumulation of material goods, any earthly titles or accomplishments that we've earned. You perceive our thoughts from afar, and you know the very intent of our hearts. The searchlight of your word reveals anything that separates us from you. Thank you that we can be reconciled to you and experience forgiveness of sins through the redeeming blood of Jesus. The riches of your grace far exceeds the fleeting riches this world has to offer. You lead us in the way everlasting as we earnestly seek you. We desire to see Jesus more than anything this world offers. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and if you're curious, you can see some photos of that tree, and it is indeed a sight to behold. We've talked about going over there again, and well, I don't know if we'll be ready to climb up. It's not that high off the ground, but maybe a little bit beyond that age. But a couple of interesting photos on the site, as well as a few other photos of our experience yesterday. We typically share a couple photos when we can of life in our neck of the woods. Regarding music today, we have a song, Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man, along with the words to the song, and so many of you will recall singing that. I hope they're still teaching that to kids. Maxine thought when she edited, we know some churches are. Yeah. We have some concerns about Bible teachings in churches now, and we think they continue to need to teach the great Bible stories. We also have two serious songs, and I'm not saying that's not serious. It's a children's song, but one is Melody Turney, a song called Seekers Turney. Of Your Heart. Well, the site said Turney.
Maybe it's Turney.
Well, we'll have to fix that.
Yeah.
And then one, and I wasn't able to identify the artist, but I like the version. I had a Steve Green version, and of course we really like Steve Green, but a little bit less familiar was the version I found, and it's a song that Steve Green, I think, made famous called Oh, I Want to Know You More. And these songs were selected with that theme of seekers in mind and desire to know Christ, as Zacchaeus did. Well, again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we are reading into our computer about 11:12 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, April 21st, 2010. Now, whenever you're listening to it, the neat thing about sharing biblical truth is it's still going to apply because it's timeless truth. Well, blessings as you continue, like Zacchaeus, to be a seeker after God.